women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Dressed for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Oh, girls, here we are again. May none of us ever belong to that evil class of persons who are always in opposition, always fault-finding, never willing to work with anybody. This is not the mind of Christ, nor the fruit of the Spirit, which is ever peaceable. That was Spurgeon. He has said some very wise things, hasn't he? And his wife had a lot to do with recording these things and writing for him. Last week we talked about the pastor's wife and how the church sometimes criticizes and she never can win. I remember the first pastor's wife that I had. Her name was Clara. Of course, I didn't call her by her first name. But every Monday, she wore a rag around her head. She lived very close to us. It was a small town, so I could see it. And she wore this rag around her head because she always had a headache, a very bad headache on Monday. I, being a pastor's wife, I can understand. Sometimes I'm utterly exhausted on Monday because of getting ready for Sunday and of Sunday. And especially if there's a special speaker or something special, it's more of a strain on me. And yet God is able to give us strength again. I want to talk to you, though, about pastor's wives who have been very unfaithful wives. You can't be a good pastor's wife if you're an unfaithful wife. I, myself, have two pastors whose wives left them. Now, I don't know why they left them, because I didn't live in the home. But it could be that their pastor husband was very, very strict with them. Perhaps, you know, the Bible has very strong rules for a pastor, what he's supposed to do and how his wife is supposed to be. And if these rules are not exercised in a loving manner, it's very hard on a wife, especially a wife who's having children all the time. It's hard on any woman to have children, many children. Everybody can't go and run for vice president after the fifth child. Most of us can't do that. But we try very hard as women married to pastors to live circumspectly and rightly. But we are only human. I'm not excusing at all for what these wives did. And I was not in the homes of these places. We just saw these people in public. In public. And public is often different than private. But the one wife, she must not have really had a heart devotion for her husband or for Christ. Because when you go off with another man, you are blaspheming the word of God. Yes, you are. And she was given cookies by some man, cookies his wife had made, and he brought them over to the house, and she hugged him. And that hug turned her on to that man. And eventually she left her pastor husband to be with that man, but that man didn't really want her. He was a philanderer. He didn't really want her, but she left her two children, her little children, and went off by herself, and eventually, after several years, married. I think of another pastor's wife that I had, and there was rumors in a certain church that he was in that they were having problems, and he was very defensive that he wasn't having any marriage problems, but he must have been having them. And this woman left him, he had a big church, and left him. She didn't want to be a pastor's wife anymore. That's what I was told. She didn't care. They moved. Every time the pastor was called to another church, they moved, and she just had it. Now, I don't think that's right for anybody. If you're married to the local plumber, you should be faithful to him. If you're married to the local school teacher, or the electrician, or the mayor, or the president, or whoever, you should be faithful to your husband, and of course your husband should be faithful to you. Sometimes in the pastorate, there was so much work to do that the people who get neglected are in the pastor's parsonage. You know, sometimes, even I can remember when I had a son that had a lot of problems, but my husband seems to be more interested in someone else's son to take care of Beth's son. And sometimes I had problems, but he seemed to be more interested in taking care of someone else's problems. And that is the way it is. I think sometimes a man gets mixed up what the church, what Christ's call is. And he gets mixed up with what the Lord's work is. The Lord's work may not be all of that little stuff that a pastor does, leaving his home. But whatever has happened, now I don't have that situation now today, so I want to make that clear. But what I want to help you, whatever happens in the pastor's house, the pastor is the head of that house and should seek the Lord and his wife and court his wife again and take care of her. I'm thinking of how Judas betrayed the Lord. I'm seeing in Luke 22:47, and while he, Jesus, yet speak, behold a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And this is often what the pastor's wife, who leaves her husband, does. She betrays him with a kiss. A literal kiss or a figurative kiss. And I remember one of these pastors, whose wife left him, said, well, we always had conjugal times. She never refused me. But you see, some of that most intimate time can just be a ritual. And I wish I could reach out and help you people. This is a pastor's wife. And I have this about the song, No One Ever Cared For Me But Jesus. And it was written Charles F. Weigle, W-E-I-G-L-E. And I hope I have time to read this all to you. You know, that's the one that said, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend can do. The following story is the actual testimony of Charles F. Weigle. I'm reading this from Lancaster Baptist Church Music Department, Matt McMorris. Quote, I had been actively engaged in evangelistical work, said Mr. Weigle, for a few years. To some, it may seem a life of sacrifice, but to me, the reward of seeing souls saved was worth more than money. God had given me a definite call. I was obeying him, and he promised to keep me and supplying all my needs. In all of this, I thought I had the support of my wife. But somewhere along the way, she began to be influenced by relatives who cared not about the things of the Lord, nor understood the calling of God. One day I found a note waiting for me. It said, Charlie, I've been a fool. I've done without a lot of things too long. From here on, I'm getting all I can of what the world owes me. I know you'll continue to be a fool for Jesus, but for me, it's goodbye. End of quote. Now, Mr. Weigel is still saying this. The bottom of my world seemed to fall out at that moment, for I loved my wife very much. I found her and tried to reason with her and pleaded with her not to go through with her plans, but to no avail. One day as I sat on the porch of a cottage in Florida overlooking a lake, I felt so depressed and forsaken, I thought, why not end it all? Your work is finished. No one cares whether you're dead or alive anyway. Why not walk off the pier? But through the appalling gloom of that moment, there seemed to flash a voice in my soul that said, Charlie, I haven't forgotten you. Charlie, I care about you. Let not your heart be troubled. I threw myself down beside my chair and asked the Lord to forgive me for not fully trusting him, and promised that, come what may, from here on I would never again let such a thought cross my mind. Then he continues, Mr. Weigel, I began serving the Lord again. At first it was not easy, for some folks did not understand the situation and were reluctant to use me. But slowly the Lord began to heal this hurt also, and soon I was busy for the Lord. One day I received the sad news that my wife had died under very heartbreaking and tragic circumstances. She had had less than 5 years in which to try the world. An eternity had begun for her. What did the future hold for me? It was while reviewing the heart-rending experiences of the past 3 years and reflecting upon the goodness and love of the Savior, who never forsook me through it all, that there was rekindled in my soul the desire to write a song. This song would be the summation of my whole life experience with this wonderful friend. It was a story the whole world needed to know, and it came to me as fast as I could put it down. It was the first song I had written since the day my world seemed to fall apart. Now I wanted the whole world to know that no one ever cared for me like Jesus. I'm going to sing this for you. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. I wish I could sing them all for you, but I don't want to bore you with my singing. I just want to encourage you to encourage your pastor's wife. Encourage your her husband, your pastor, to spend more time with his wife. If he loses his family, he loses his whole ministry. And that's the truth. And try not to be such a beggar for your pastor. Some people go to the pastor for the silliest little things. When he has many heartaches of his own, when he has many church responsibilities, when he's trying to study the Word. And all pastors cannot handle all these problems. And sometimes in the counseling, the pastor becomes very attracted to the woman who's come to him for counseling. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to come between a pastor and his wife. I was just reading something, I don't know where I put it right now, I'll just tell you about it, that in some kind of pastor's instruction time when pastors sat together, a man who had been a minister for a long time said, "Beware, men, there's always a woman in your church that's after you. Beware." And I'll say to you that you can't always pick that woman out by looking. It may be the most spiritual looking and sounding woman in the congregation, and she may have an eye for the pastor. And woman, I want to say to you, don't let you be that one. Look in your own heart and say, am I going after the pastor in the wrong way? Guard yourself, because you're responsible to the Lord for this. Think about it.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. B.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?